VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Although two organizations have claimed responsibility for an attack on a parade in Iran Saturday, President Hassan Rouhani is putting a lot of the blame on the United States. The Islamic State and a group calling itself the Arab Struggle Movement for the Liberation of Ahvaz have both said they were behind the attack on the military parade. 25 people were shot and killed. The United States has denounced the attack, and Sunday, U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley told ABC News that Rouhani should consider talking to President Trump. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Sunday the U.S. will win any trade war with China. He spoke to Fox News the day before the administration's latest tariffs on Chinese imports go into effect. He said the U.S. wants to, quote, force China to behave in a way that if you want to be a power, a global power, you do not steal intellectual property. The Trump administration has demanded that China better protect American intellectual property, including ending the practice of cyber theft. The Trump administration has also called on China to allow U.S. companies greater access to Chinese markets and to cut its U.S. trade surplus. The Afghan Taliban has warned the United States against meeting what it called fake and fraudulent Taliban delegations. It said such contacts could, quote, seriously harm any possible genuine progress of dialogue. The Taliban issued the warning following media reports of meetings between American and unidentified high-ranking Taliban officials in Dubai and Bagram, the largest U.S.-run military base in Afghanistan. A Taliban spokesman rejected the reports as false. This is VOA News.